My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Tuesday, February 23rd, 1942. Dear Mom and Dad, I'm writing from my bunk tonight, so the penmanship is really going to be scribbly. It's snowing out tonight, one of those wet blizzards like we used to have in the fall up in Minneapolis, so I decided to stick close to the fire tonight instead of seeking the usual writing comforts of the service club. This is our first snow down here, and the boys are having a big time throwing snowballs here in the barracks. A while ago, I was lying on my bunk just relaxing, and about four of my pals wrapped me up with a blanket and deposited me, not too gently, out in the middle of the storm out on the cold, slushy ground. They just haven't any manners at all around here. Not much news to tell you. I've been working as hard as ever at headquarters. I've even done some night work because we've been so busy. Everything has been stepped up, and this creates plenty of work for us. Last weekend, four of us went to Raleigh to take in the basketball game between Wake Forest and North Carolina State College. We got by during the 2 days pretty cheaply, and had a swell time too. We hitchhiked up there. It took us about 4 hours to travel 90 miles. Rides were scarce. We took in the basketball game for free, and afterwards took a bus downtown to the auditorium. There we walked our way to the Wake Forest fraternity formal dance. That is, we got into the balcony to watch the dancers and listen to the music. It was a restricted dance, so we couldn't do any dancing, but it was worthwhile just to listen to the sweet music of Frankie Masters. It's after 9 and the lights are out in the squad room, so I'm spilling the rest of this ink while sitting on the biffy. Saturday night, we slept free of charge at the USO Club in Raleigh. They gave us breakfast in the morning too. Pretty nice, eh? We spent Sunday touring the North Carolina State College campus and the North Carolina Capitol. Took a bus back to Bragg at about 5:30 p.m. Lots of fun and very little money spent. I wrote a letter to Dot and Arlo tonight and thanked them again for the candy and the cookies she sent me. You see, I did write and thank them before. In fact, I sat down and wrote her that same night I received the package, so you see, I'm not quite as thoughtless as you thought I was. Haven't had a letter from Dot since way before she sent the cookies, so you better get after her. About the insurance I took out. I'm glad you got the policy okay, for I was worried about it. It cost me $3.35 a month. They take it from my pay before I get it, so I don't mind it so much. I've had letters from Shaper, Lee, and Rowley. Shaper and Lee are still in Trenton, New Jersey, or were when they last wrote, but are expecting anything to happen. Rowley is in the hospital at Great Lakes Training Station. He's been in for a couple weeks now, slight case of pneumonia. He says they intend to operate and take out his tonsils now, too, so he expects to remain there for another month. I also got a very nice letter from Mrs. L.K. Stensrud, Mickey. I guess she's doing her part by writing all of the boys and keeping them posted on the dirt from home. She surely is the tops. I'll try to get that furlough sometime after the first. Don't know just when, but keep your fingers crossed. Gotta go to bed now, so good night. Love, Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.